This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Bruce Allen Day and weekend. Oh, Bruce. The good old boys are back together again. I'll bet you they're swigging something good tonight, man. Woo! Party time! Hallelujah! The band is back together. Let's continue to make all that sweet music. I guess so. Sure. Was a Redskins spokesman's quote to Craig Hoffman in follow-up to just verify that Les Carpenter and the Washington Post story, not that there was any doubt, was correct about Bruce Allen not only officially, sort of, I guess, retaining his role as president of football operations, but also expanding once again his empire. The man who has raised the Redskins' profile from $1.55 billion to $3.1 billion on his own with no help from anyone. Certainly no playoff wins. The man who has done it all by himself just got all of his power back. And as I said to Dukes about an hour ago, right here on this very radio station, you can see the quote. Blue Shorts put it up at Chris Lingvall. And I retweeted. It's a big double middle finger right back at you. I don't care. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a damn. It's great theater for me. It's great for me to have a punching bag around. The only thing I care about, quite honestly, is that there used to be, say, let's call it a million Redskins fans when I first started covering the team. Let's just use that number. Obviously, I'm sure there's more casual, part-time, full-time, whatever, die-hard. Let's just say a million, rough conservative value. There's probably about no less than 100,000 right now. That's the only thing I care about because it does affect me. It does affect this radio station. It does affect everything that I do. And who reads, consumes, listens, watches whatever content I and many others provide. That's the only thing I care about. And I care that you guys, loyal, diehard customers, keep getting that double middle finger thrown right back in your grill. I do care about that. But I don't care, quite honestly, that you guys don't feel like it's worth it to go to games anymore, because I could have told you that years and years and years ago, and hell, I have been telling you that. Even if the product was slightly better than mediocre, I would tell you it's not. It's a bad product. It's boring. In a horrible place, and you shouldn't go. And nothing that you can say about tradition, history, belief, hope, inspiration, what you do makes any sense, adjust your file. Reopen your file. Don't go. And if it's 90% Eagles fans, week one, or Giants fans, or Cowboy fans, if it's 90% or 95% or 85%, so be it. If the players, like Chris Thompson, Ryan Kerrigan, Zach Brown, DJ, oh, wait a second. DJ Swearinger's not here anymore. Forgot about him. Whoever's left, Mason Foster, whoever's left, when the dust settles, if they're upset at you, tell them one simple thing. Kick rocks. Yeah. One simple thing. Because you have every right, just like they continue, to throw up the double middle finger right in front of your face and right in your face. You have every right to do the same. By not going, by not watching, by not caring, by not buying, by not believing, by not getting suckered into the nonsense, into the cyclone of disaster. They have so little regard for you. Not that I expected anything better or different. They have so little regard for you that not only did Bruce Allen, as we've been mentioning for weeks, keep his job, and everyone knew he was going to keep his job. That was made apparent and evident based on what I was told the day after the Tennessee game. Mentioned that several times, many times. Not only did he keep his job, but he also regained all of his power. He had it stripped last year. He said, Dan, I want to concentrate on football. Okay, Bruce. Let you do it. I'm going to show you, Dan. And not just my chest hair. Okay, Bruce. You showed us what you can really do when you just concentrate on football operations. Yeah, buddy. 7-9. But we were 6-3 at one point. Yeah, I know, Bruce. You know what happened when Carson Wentz went out with a torn ACL last year for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, they won a Super Bowl, Dan.
Yes, they did, Bruce. And that was also without their starting left tackle, their starting running back, their starting inside linebacker, and two of their corners. And more. So here we are. Bruce Allen said, Dan, give me one chance. Give me an opportunity to show you how much of a football savant I am. How much of a genius. Bruce,
my dad wasn't the only one that knew something about football. All these jabronis don't know what they're talking about. They're all wrong. They hate me. I'm going to show you, Dan.
Bruce showed him a 7-9 season. Yes, it's better than 4-12 and 3-13. But Bruce showed Dan a 7-9 season. A second straight one. A second straight one. And make no mistake about it, he had control over the last one before this one. Even though he was doing business operations on top of that. And then Tony Wiley, who I like. I think he's in a really, 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 really tough spot there. Tony Wiley comes out and says to the Washington Post, quote, there was never any question about this. Of course he's coming back. Yes, there was a question. That's what you have to say. Tony knows better. Then, again, when Craig Hoffman 106.7 The Fan beat reporter, says, hey, just want to verify, just want to reach out, just want to touch base, you know, kind of doing my job kind of thing. Not that anybody's disputing the Washington Post, unless Carpenter. Says, can you just, you know, just confirm? Is Bruce Allen now in charge of football and business operations? Was the direct question that Tony Wiley was at. I'm sorry, that a Redskins spokesman was asked. The Post quoted Tony Wiley. Craig just said, a Redskins spokesman said. So I don't know what the deal is there. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Quote, I guess so. Sure. End quote. So that's where we are. That's where we are. On a Friday night in the nation's capital, Bruce Allen has not only survived again, has not only pulled the wool over Dan Snyder's eyes, has not only hoodwinked anyone and everyone that he possibly could hoodwink, but he ain't got no stadium. He's got a boring, mediocre, average, lame-ass football team, a lame duck coach, a defensive coordinator that nobody believes in, 20,000 people going to games, 30,000 people watching them on TV, nobody giving a bleep, and yet, here's how we're going to react to that. We're going to celebrate it, and we're going to double down, and we're going to give you a promotion. We're going to give you all your power back. Because that Brian LaFemina guy, he didn't know what he was doing. He was an ass clown. That's why we fired him. That's the Washington Redskins. We know more than you. We do it better than you think we do it better. Than you think we do. Tried to get that out. Sorry. Tripped over my own words there. We know what we're doing. You don't. This is what the Redskins are saying. All of you have a place while you have been spreading the word of a hashtag. You have an opportunity where they can hear you. And trust me, they listen. Trust me, you know that the radio and radio.com works at Redskins Park. And they can't hear the station they used to own, so they sure as hell can hear this one. So you have a voice. And I'm begging you. I'm calling on you. I'm demanding to hear from you at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Because while they may not pay attention to hashtag fire Bruce Allen, I know they pay attention to this radio station. I know they do. Because I hear from people all the time. I know they were upset about what Michael Lombardi told Grant and Danny. They were furious on this radio station. So they can hear it. They can read it. They know about it. They listen to it. They consume it. So don't think you're powerless. Continue to take power into your own hands. Don't go. Don't watch. Don't buy. And let them hear it. Let them know it. Loud and proud. At 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, just getting rocking and rolling on a Friday night. This is Overtime. Your call's coming straight up on The Fan. I'm Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster, JT the Vic, on the other side of the glass. Charlie Slows will join us. Just past 8 o'clock, the voice of the Nationals here on The Fan. Talk about Brian Dozier coming to D.C., and as well as Bryce Harper coming home. But until then, It's time for you and me on Bruce Allen, not only keeping his job, as we all knew he was going to keep his job, and we all knew within the last couple of weeks, I should say. We didn't know all season long. There was a lot of internal debate. There was a lot of back and forth. So don't believe for one second that quote that came out in the Washington Post today. Don't believe it for one second from the team that there was never any question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's not true. That's not correct. That's factually wrong. But we all knew Bruce was staying. And when they fired Brian LaFemina, for whatever ridiculous reasons they had, Bruce won the turf war. Bruce won the power chair back. And Bruce now is once again regaining control of not only the football side, but the business side. He is the grand emperor. He is the chief in charge. Congratulations, Redskins fans. You are officially reduced to a puddle of crap for a football team. Sorry. Puddle of crap? Eh. You know, you get my point. It's a metaphor. All right, let's get to you on the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's get to Rodney in D.C. on the fan. Rodney, how are you?
I'm good. What about you?
What's going on, Rodney? I'm all right.
All right. I'm so happy I got on. I've been a fan for the longest. But even when before we was talking about Kirk Cousins, I was the first one to tell my friends we was going to get Alex Smith. Somehow I knew it was going to happen. So I can't blame it on Alex, but the company is selling you food that you get sick with. Why keep going it? Oh, but they say it's the name is still going to get customers there. They selling us a bad product because they think the name is going to keep selling us. I'll find me somewhere else to go. You know, I'm trying to decide between Cam, Lamar, or something else flashy, you know?
So you just want something different for dinner is basically what you're saying. You have no allegiance left to the Redskins. You are officially for sale.
I'm officially for sale because they keep selling me out. So why should I continue to spend my money, my effort, my time that I put for the company when they just say, oh, everything's good?
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, something should... Jay Gruden should have won us some games. Defense should have won us some games. Offense should have won us some games. Jay Gruden in his 5 years has not won us any game.
Yeah, here's how good they are. 59-84-1. That's Bruce Allen's record as an executive in charge of this team. 59-84-1 in a league built for parity. And yes, over the last 4 years, it is true. Over the last 4 years, the Redskins are basically 500. They are what the league is designed to be. Average. Mediocre. Once again, the problem is, while they are doing exactly what the league is being built for and around, they do it worse than every other mediocre, average, poor organization. And they have driven off the fan base, the customer, because of bad service, a bad product, bad decision making, bad management, and a bad experience. And they can blame the media all they want. The media has nothing to do with this. The evidence is very real. The evidence is on display every year, every day. every Sunday at FedEx Field, or Monday, or whatever day. 800-636-1067. Let's grab another. Got a lot of people that want to get in, so we'll get through as many as we possibly can. Henry is in Woodbridge on the Fan. Henry, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. I was born a Redskins fan, been a Redskins fan my whole life, 40 years, and we're just a losing organization now. So, you know, Bruce Allen is a symptom of incompetence and losing, and you can fire him, but at the end of the day, we need to gut the whole thing. We need a new president. We need a new GM. We need a new coach. The whole organization has got to be revamped because removing one person has proven not to work. We've brought in Shanahan, other people that are supposed to be, you know, extremely knowledgeable, and you end up with a situation where you're drafting two quarterbacks, even with a guy like Mike Shanahan. So the organization couldn't even agree on that. There's so many mistakes here that firing Bruce Allen will actually do nothing. Now, does he deserve to be fired? Absolutely. But you have to keep in mind, most competent football minds ever since we got rid of Marty Schottenheimer are not willing to come here. So you can't bring one person in and fix it. You're going to have to bring a few people in.
Trust me, Sean McVay.
McVay gets out the door. That shows you the kind of incompetence we have.
Well,
we had a coach right here.
Yeah. I can criticize them for a lot of things. They misjudged how popular Sean McVay was. I can't kill them. Even as smart as he is and as much as I like Sean, I can't kill them for that. There's a million other things I can kill them for. Here's the thing. I'll just quickly say this, and we'll take another one. I don't even care so much about the record, which is horrible, over Bruce Allen's tenure, 59-84-1. I don't even care so much about that. I get that there were some really bad years that dramatically skew that number. I care about all of the other nonsense. When Jacksonville, before last year, when they absolutely sucked beyond sucked. Did you ever hear about the Jacksonville Jaguars? Other than, they're going to move to London one day. And that was just speculation. Did you ever hear anything bad out of the Jacksonville Jaguars? Did you ever hear anything resembling a circus? That's what I care about. What I care about is not only do they absolutely suck, by and large, over the Bruce Allen hierarchy, and again, not over the last 4 years. They're mediocre on the field over the last 4 years. They're average. They're mediocre. That's what they are. Congratulations. There's nothing that they do, big picture, image, culture, organizationally, there's nothing that they do that good organizations do. And good organizations have down years too. And good organizations struggle from time to time with explosive situations. Just go check out the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? You know how the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to clean this up? They're going to trade Antonio Brown, and they're telling Le'Veon Bell to not let the door hit him in the ass. And while that may not be popular, guess what? It's the absolute right thing to do. You're either all in or your ass is out the door. And the Redskins don't have that culture. Sure, they got rid of DJ Swearinger. Great. Congratulations. But they have a ton of other issues to clean up and figure out and sort through. And so much of it is their own doing. So much of it can just be done and fixed and accomplished if they just used one bit of common sense. Never do. They never do. And it's a shame because the smartest people in that building are covered up. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. More of your calls, more of your reaction next on Overtime on the Fan. Good to have you aboard with us. It is a Friday night in the nation's capital and beyond, right here on The Fan and Radio.com. I am Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster. Brock still here. JT the Vic on the other side of the glass. Charlie Slows will join us about an hour from now. We'll talk about Bryce Harper. We'll talk about Trey Turner winning his arbitration, or with the arbitration result there that BK was just mentioning. Is Bryce Harper coming back? Dozier in the fold. Talk about the Nationals about an hour from now. We'll take a little break from the Redskins because I'm going to be on all weekend, so I got plenty of time to get to it. Tonight, with you till 10. Tomorrow, noon to 4 after Andy and Tom right here on The Fan. 800-636-1067. Let's get back to you on the phones. To keep the lines moving, let's go to William in Prince William? I don't know. It just says William/Prince. What's up, William? How are you?
Hey, good, Barnyard King.
What's going on?
I liked your first opening sermon. I'm a believer.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to ask you one question. If rules are made to be broken, yes, and there's a salary cap, why don't we just go over it and just get a team?
Hang on a second. I'm confused. If rules are meant to be broken, why not go over the salary cap and then what?
Buy a team.
Buy what team?
Redskin team. Buy all the players that we want.
I don't get it. What am I missing?
Well, if Snyder's got all the money,
right? You can't go.
Why don't we just go get who we want?
But you can't.
Why don't we go get Antonio Brown? Why don't we go get the best quarterback we want? Why not just go buy him and then just what? We got to pay a fine?
No.
And then just get him?
No. I mean, do you remember what happened when they circumvented the salary cap back in 2010? They were then stripped of $36 million over 2 years for violation of circumvention of the cap, never mind exceeding the cap. You can't do it.
Sure.
I tried. Brock?
I don't have an explanation for that, but your answer to it would have been that they can't do that.
Yes.
But I was talking to you during the break, and you had a really good response to me, because my question to you was, do you think that this is a last chance scenario, mm-hmm, for Bruce, where this is potentially Dan saying, like, you've convinced me of stuff long enough,
right,
and I took away some of your toys before. Here you are. I'm giving you
everything back,
and this is your last shot.
Right.
And I thought what you said to me was worth putting out
on the air. I think it's a more than reasonable and fair question that you asked, and I don't think it's unfair to think that's potentially his thought process, right? But here's how I would answer that, and here's how I did answer that. Why would you keep eroding your brand and keep destroying what you've built and keep basically, again, as I said, give a double middle finger to your customer base? Why would you keep doing that just for the desperate hope that you're right and everyone else is wrong? Because that's what it is. Even if Bruce Allen and the Redskins somehow, some way, by the grace of the football gods, win 10 games next year, somehow, some way, and win a division and get a home playoff game, even if they do, nobody is still going to care. Nobody is still going to believe. Nobody is still going to go to your games, and nobody is going to be happy. Oh, we have a special guest on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. 4.5 hours a day, not enough for my guy, Big Shooter, Chad Dukes. How are you, pal?
Hey, buddy. Sorry, Rooster. I'm enjoying your show. But look, that caller that called in about the salary cap, that's Bruce Allen's fault, too. So here's what they've done. They've driven away any savvy fans. Like, any savvy fans know that you can't support this team anymore. You got to go support somebody else. Those people are all gone. Now, you just have the people that have been driven crazy by this situation that are still hanging around.
Right.
They have absolutely no common sense or knowledge of the situation. That guy thought that you could just play, be in the luxury tax, you know, like in the NBA. Had no idea what a salary cap is. And they're being coerced into calling in now because they've been driven mad by this organization and their trappings. This is what they've left us to work with, and that's why we as the media should hold this organization accountable moving forward. Callers just like the one that you had to suffer.
Dukes, he was like Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen, very little common sense.
It's just unbelievable to me. That guy has probably kids. He probably pays taxes. I'm guessing he drives a motor vehicle, and he's allowed to just navigate through this country completely unimpeded. It's just a scary time that we live in.
All right, so I know obviously you spent a good deal of your show and had to rearrange everything, and you did a great job, as always. And by the way, Chad Dukes joining us, Chad Dukes versus the World, 2 to 6:30, Monday through Friday, here on The Fan and the Rodcast, and go to Commonwealth Dry Goods, and what else? What else can I throw in there for you?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you're a diehard Redskins fan. You're a Redskins fan, true and true.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
True. You've always said that. You grew up a Redskins fan. Your dad, Redskins. It's always in your family. Do you find, even though we do this for a living, do you find that you specifically have less interest, less desire to consume the product each and every week and each and every year? Meaning, has it been a gradual fall, or has it been a precipitous drop, just say in the last year, like it seems to be for this audience that consumes the product?
Yeah, I mean, we were joking about it on my show today, Rooster, but I tell you what's really kind of been the what's crystallized it for me this season is watching the rise of the Browns, and it's kind of been this very symbolic, this microcosm. Think about it, Rooster. The Raiders have had their moment in the sun since the Redskins have sucked. The Jacksonville Jaguars, like, who would you like to throw in there as an inept franchise? I mean, maybe the Jets. Maybe it's been a long time since the Jets have been competitive, but you've had, you know, Super Bowls. You've had championship games. These teams that we've always kind of been associated with over the past, you know, two decades, they've all at least got to surface. You know, they've all got to go up for a glimpse of the sunshine and a breath of fresh air. The Redskins have had none of that. No playoff wins, very scant division championships, and then just the chaos, the bedlam. You made a very salient point. When the Jaguars sucked or the Cardinals sucked or any of these teams, you don't really hear the same bedlam and anarchy that you hear still just emanate. It doesn't matter how bad the Redskins are, you get as many headlines out of them than if they were winning Super Bowls. So to me, that's really what has been hard to digest this season, is that all of these other bad teams have at least come up for air once or twice since the Redskins have been the throes of this thing, and there hasn't been a hint of sunlight for our organization.
Yeah, and one last thing I'll throw onto this. You had Klemko on, Robert Klemko from the MMQB, yesterday, and when I was listening to that, the one thing that he said struck me. Yeah, he says, like, he compared it, the Redskins and working for the Redskins, to like working for the New England Patriots, right? Which I thought, that's odd. But then I got the point that he was trying to make was, you know, working for the New England Patriots and being in that organization may not be a pleasurable experience all the time when you have to deal with Belichick and some of the nonsense. But they win Super Bowls, and everyone knows that you have a chance to win a Super Bowl each and every year, so you put up with a lot of this chicanery and a lot of the stuff behind the scenes and a lot of the weirdness that goes on there and the lack of loyalty and all of that because you have a chance. Who thinks the Redskins have a chance to even win a playoff game, never mind a Super Bowl? And that's, I guess, the big picture problem.
Well, and I mean, every head coach tries to be evasive to the media, Rooster. You don't have to be Herm Edwards up there, you know, banging, being demonstrative on the podium. I mean, I think the reason why Bill Belichick is unliked is because you don't need to be a jerk. Like, you don't need to be go up there and treat the media the way that you do. You can, you know, hold your cards close to the vest and still be a human being. He chooses not to do that. Now, Gruden chooses to be a human being, and I think that's why most of us like him, and most of us, we feel sympathetic towards him because but the organization as a whole, the way they treat us, the way they treat the fans, you haven't earned that. Like, all you've done is, I'm reminded of Jurassic Park, you've stood on the shoulders of giants. Like, you didn't create these dinosaurs, Dan Snyder, you're just packaging them right now. And that's what's so frustrating to me. I've been on the radio too much today. I'm enjoying your show.
I appreciate the call. How's traffic, okay?
It's absolutely, how do you think it is? Nobody knows more about traffic than you, Joe. It's the absolute government shutdown. I mean, I don't know who all these people are, but there's still people just driving back and forth on 66 all evening long.
Just because the government has shut down, there doesn't mean there's a lack of morons on 66 or 95. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Landfill just left with a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos under his wing. Does that surprise you?
No, it's going to take him at least 20 to 30 minutes to get to the local gas station before he can get his sustenance for the evening, all his freezer pizzas and disgusting rat feces hoagies that he likes to have. Oh, by the way, Rooster, I'm on 66, and there's a giant boulder rolling down the hill about to crush my truck. Oh. I'm glad you're not here.
Oh, no, don't hurt my guy. Come on, big shooter, we need you. Thanks, pal.
All right,
have
buddy.
A good weekend.
Weekend.
I'll see you at Commonwealth Dry Goods. All right, there you go. He'll be there Sunday. Make sure you go check out Big Shooter at his store. He'll be working Sunday watching the football games. Maybe he'll treat you to a little beef jerky. Perhaps. Cheer one? That's what he's got. Go check it out. My God. Appreciate him giving us a call on his way home. All right. We are a little bit late for a break. We'll get back to you on the phones and knock out all these calls. Your reaction to the Redskins basically double middle fingering themselves or you or whatever on a Friday night. I said that wrong, but you get my point. Putting up the double middle finger to you is what he wanted to say. I'm an idiot. What do you want from me? I say a lot of words. I'm going to say some things wrong or some things that are off here on Overtime on the Fan. All right, good to have you aboard with us. Right here on the Fan. Friday night, it is Overtime. I'm Chris Russell. Thanks to Chad Dukes for giving us a call on his way home. Appreciate that very much. Always good to have his perspective. Somebody said, Chad's wrong, 100% wrong, and he sucks and I suck for talking football with a guy who doesn't even know football. Okay. Really? And what makes you such an expert? I'm just curious. Would you believe that somebody who does this for 4+ hours a day, Dukes watches more football than I do. He cares more about the NFL than I do. I don't care like I used to. I used to have such a passion for the sport. I don't anymore. I have a passion for hockey. That's what I have a passion for. Love it. Last night I was watching 4 hockey games at one time. Capitals, Bruins, Islanders, Rangers, Tampa Bay Lightning, Carolina Hurricane, and the Jersey Devils in Toronto. That's what I have a passion for. 800-636-1067. And for criticizing Bruce Allen, that's what I have a passion for. Oh, Brucey, doubling down. He's getting back all of his See, here's the here one quick thing, and then I promise we'll get back to the, like, everybody's acting like, oh, my gosh, this is, like, new territory. He's always been in charge of business operations. It's just last year, he had it stripped from his portfolio. Partially because he kept telling Dan, from what I was told, Dan, I can do a better job in football if you just let me work football. Hire somebody to handle all this business, ticket sales, marketing nonsense. I just want to be a football guy. Even though I'm not a football guy, I just want to be a football guy. I'll show you. You heard what Mike Lombardi said on this radio station 2 days ago. And what he tweeted tonight. Quote, when you're horrible at one job. This is a guy who worked with Bruce Allen in Oakland. When you're horrible at one. And Michael Lombardi did not feel this way about Bruce Allen back when Bruce Allen took the job. When you're horrible at one job, the best thing to do is add more responsibility, which will now be forever known as the Redskins' principle of success. That's what Michael Lombardi tweeted out. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You want me to go there? All right. Hang on, I got a couple other guys. We'll get to that. Let's go to Jonesy in D.C. This isn't Mike Jones, is it? From the USA Today.
No. But I tell you what, Chris. Go all the way back to the WrestleMania days when you were on the grind, the foot beat at 980.
I appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. Always been a fan of yours. But check this out, man. There's thumbing their nose at the fans now, but this comes back in season. Trust and believe. You think those seats look bad out there at the stadium this season? Oh, man. This season is going to be very, very interesting. Bruce should have been gone a long time ago. I mean, good God. I mean, for all we're going through now, I mean, we might as well have kept Vinny Serrato. Because it seems like it's just business as usual with Dan. And I don't know. I mean, he still might, right?
Yeah, here's the thing, Jonesy, about your Vinny Serrato comment. You know, like, people would laugh and scoff at that, right? At least Vinny, was somewhat harmless. I mean, he wasn't a good executive. And I don't know him that well, okay? I only covered him for 1 year. He was somewhat harmless as an individual. Bruce is as cold and as calculating and as backstabbing as you can possibly find a human being to be. Because that's what he grew up in privilege. He grew up in privilege and doesn't understand what it's like to treat people fairly and humanely and to listen to them and say, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe I could do things better. Maybe I don't have all the answers. And that's all anybody wants out of Bruce Allen. Nobody wants anybody to suffer or to not have jobs or whatever, right? But we're in a bottom line. We're in a bottom line business. And the bottom line is so many coaches and so many GMs and so many executives have been fired because it's a bottom line business. We see it every year. We see it all the time. And yet, because Bruce is Dan Snyder's longtime buddy and because he's got a name that Dan does not want the legacy completely ruined for, they keep giving him chances.
But he's a loser!
Well, that sums it up. I mean, the record proves just what you said, yes.
And we want winning again. You know, because I've been a Redskins fan all the way back since, the 70s, man. And I've seen Sonny play. I mean, good Lord.
Here's what I want, Jonesy, and I appreciate the phone call and the good words, man, and I hear the anger. I want competency. I can handle 8-8 with a lot of injuries, or 7-9 with a lot of injuries. I can handle that. What I don't want is landmine after pipe bomb, after glass exploding all over the place every single week. That's what I don't want. I can handle 8-8. I can handle 7-9, bad luck. I don't want you to be a joke. I don't want you to be an embarrassment. I don't want you to be the butt of every joke and criticism on Scott Van Pelt's show and from Mike Lombardi and from people around the NFL and people that have long identified themselves as your friends and people that also spread that word, that gospel, throughout NFL circles, which hurts you further. That's what I don't want you to be. You can be okay, mediocre, bad. You can be all right, mediocre. And sometimes you take a swing at the fences and you come up on the warning track. It's okay. It happens. Happens to the best of everyone. I don't do a good show every day. I tell you that much. But I keep trying. And I do things, or I try and do things the right way. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The Redskins giving you a double middle finger by not only retaining Bruce Allen, but also promoting him once again to completely in charge of not only football operations, but business operations. Let's get to Jason in Arlington on the Fan. Jason, how are you?
I'm good, Chris. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Doing good, Jason. Thanks for hanging in there.
No problem. So I was going to say, you know, I hear a lot more people now talking about, I'm not going to buy the shirts anymore, I'm not going to buy the hats, not going to go to the games anymore. But I mean, is that really going to matter? I mean, this regime, that's what, if we're going to be honest, that's what it is. They're so detached from reality. It doesn't seem like even if you try to hurt their bottom line, they don't care.
Here's the problem, though, Jason, just to counter that for a second. They blamed this year's attendance woes and lack of interest on Brian LaFemina. They found a scapegoat. In their mind, they convinced themselves, because of his aggressive marketing strategy of not selling to the secondary market, that's why there were thousands and thousands and thousands of empty seats. That's what they convinced themselves of. So what it's going to take, quite honestly, and I've said this a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, what it's going to take is probably all of 2019 and another losing or 8-8 at best season, probably a losing season, for reality to finally set in. And that's why I think he's been given another chance here, because they found the scapegoat that they were looking for.
Right. Well, how about, I don't know a lot about this. Maybe you can speak on this, but I hear a lot too, people sort of bemoaning like, oh, you know, if we don't go to the games, if we let, you know, 50,000 Eagles fans or Cowboys fans take over the stadium, they're still going to be good because of the profit sharing,
sure,
you know, because of the TV rights and all that. You know, I've heard people say too that will offset any losses.
Well, they make money, right? They make a lot of money because of that. And the bottom line is that's great that you're making money by selling $13 beers and selling 75,000 seats. Congratulations. If you want to be like every other successful organization and the league that you're under the umbrella of, if you don't want to be a national joke, then what you will do is do what other organizations, and whether they're big market, small market, medium market, it does not matter. You will do what they do, and you will hire real football people to be really in charge, and you will have Bruce Allen in your president emeritus role or in your management role or in your stadium authority role, and he will stay the hell out of football operations and, for the most part, day-to-day business operations, because he doesn't know what he's doing, Dan Snyder doesn't know what he's doing, and the people that they hire are so scared and so intimidated and so afraid of losing their paycheck that they are afraid to tell them, hey, you're doing this wrong. You need to do it better. Appreciate the phone call, Jason. Thank you. I understand the frustration. I get it. 800-636-1067. More of your calls, more of your reactions coming up on The Fan. It is Overtime on The Fan and radio.com on a Friday night. We'll take you up till 10. Charlie Sloats will join us about a half an hour from now. We'll take a little break from this nonsense, from this circus, from this pool of epic disaster that is the Washington Redskins re-promoting, I guess is the best way to put it, Bruce Allen. Now, once again, in charge of business operations. As I said on Twitter just a couple of moments ago, at WrestleMania621, this is not a new world for Bruce. You know, Bruce wanted to prove to everyone that he was a football guy. And he thought the best way he could do that would be to just be a football guy. But he had been running the business operations for 8 years before this, before La Famina came in. What is new to Bruce, and what will be his greatest challenge, is this. The customer base, i.e. the fan base, and their complete and utter disregard for anything the organization tries to do or stands for, or tries to make you believe. Now, will there be some buy-in if they draft Kyler Murray Will there be some excitement if somehow Haskins from Ohio State drops to fifth? Yeah, of course. Of course. But what belief would there be that the Redskins are going to get it right? We all want to believe in Kyle Smith. We all want to believe in Eric Schaefer continuing to manage the cap and negotiate smart contracts. But ultimately, when the people that suppress them, when the people that think they know everything suppress them, it doesn't allow them to do their jobs as efficiently and as correctly as they could do them. Now, again, that doesn't mean they're perfect, but it is not the normal organizational structure. And all you have to do is point to a couple of playoff teams, right? The Indianapolis Colts. You know, Jim Irsay is not the most stable owner in the world. He's had plenty of issues, but he stays out of football operations. He hires true, legitimate football men to run football operations. And by and large, yes, there's been a down year or two, and yes, it helps to have Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck. I got it. But they got those decisions right, and they got a lot of other decisions right. That's why, by and large, the Indianapolis Colts are here again, and why they've been so stable and so good over the last 15-plus years. Same thing for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, they lose every playoff game they host at Arrowhead Stadium. But whether it's Marty Schottenheimer or Herm Edwards or Andy Reid, for the most part, they are stable, they are sound, and they do the right thing, or they try to do the right thing, and it pays dividends. They're in the playoffs almost every year. That's just two of the eight teams that are playing this weekend. It's not one-year magic carpet ride type teams like the Redskins. The times that they actually can make the playoffs are. People forget that. Not only does Bruce only have two division titles and no playoff wins in his 9 years of running the Washington Redskins, but this organization as a whole, even before Bruce got here, even under Joe Gibbs, and certainly under Bruce, magic carpet ride, where you had all the stars align to squeeze yourself into the playoffs and then got summarily dumped. That's what people forget, or people over there don't want to admit. All right, let's get back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Andre in Manassas on the Fan. What's up, Dre? How are you? Dre? Andre? Oh, Dre. Kept them on hold too long, I guess. Sorry about that. Let's go to Michael in New Jersey on the Fan. Michael, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, just been a fan since I was 10. I'm 38. Like, 20 years of Dan Snyder being the owner and five playoff appearances and one playoff win. And then you go, I mean, and then with Bruce Allen, like you made good points with Jim Irsay and the Colts and everything. Look at, I seen something today stating that, what was an article about Dan Snyder wanting to be like Jerry Jones. Jerry knows more about football than Dan and Bruce combined. I'll give him that.
Yes.
But he removed himself and he allowed Willie Clay and Lionel Vitale, his football guys, and his son to take over.
I was just going to say Will McClay. I don't know too much about the other guy. I know Will McClay, and I know how he's regarded in football circles. And, oh, by the way, if I was Dan and Bruce, I'd try and snatch that guy away in a second and make him my GM, McClay, because that dude is super smart, and he's made Jerry Jones smarter than he actually is probably.
Yeah, like I don't know. I'm just, like, frustrated beyond belief. I think Redskin fans need to come together instead of, you know, you're not a real fan if you, you know, spirits are broken or you're – but like, just come together and, you know, I personally will never jump ship as far as, like, rooting for another team. But as far as giving my 110% my heart and soul into being a fan and cheering for him constantly. I got better things to do on Sunday. I got four kids. My son's in the football. I can, live without being disappointed on Sunday.
So that just as a confirmation, because it sounds like you're no longer appointment viewing, certainly appointment attending because you're in Jersey. You're no longer that diehard fan that builds their weekend or builds their day around the Washington Redskins. But you probably would be, right, if you were satisfied with the direction of the franchise, correct?
If they're winning on a consistent basis, yeah. Down year here and there is one thing. But, you're winning 12, 11 games on a consistent basis, yeah.
Yep. I don't even know if it would take 12 or 11 games for most teams. I mean, they just want 9 or 10. At this point,
I'm 12 or 11.
I hear you, but to feel like you have a legitimate chance, that's what I'm saying. Most years, to feel like you have a legitimate chance, and every once in a while, your shoe gets stuck in, a pile of poop, and it doesn't come out smelling. So, that's what I'm talking about, and that's what the Redskins fans don't have, and by and large, that's why you guys are so angry and so dissatisfied and so kind of cold, quite honestly, to the product. Appreciate the phone call, Michael. I understand. 800-636-1067. All right, let's get to Eddie in Centerville, who I'm told is the one that yelled at me and Dukes on Twitter. What's up, Eddie?
Man, I'm not worried about no Chad Dukes.
Why are you so down on my guy Dukes?
I'm not down on your guy Dukes, man. He talks about wrestling like he talks about air. So he's a wrestling guy. He's not a football guy.
He talks about wrestling every once in a while. I mean, he doesn't even watch it anymore.
Okay. Listen, before it was Chad Dukes' show, before him and LeVar got into it, it was the Big O and Duke show, right?
Right.
That was on air, right? Okay.
Yes.
That was a wrestling show.
It wasn't a wrestling show. Did he talk wrestling from time to time?
It wasn't a football show.
It wasn't a sports talk station, Eddie. It was on 106.7 WJFK.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's update the file. He talks nonstop football 4.5 hours a day.
He talks. Does he?
Yes, he does. I listen to his show every day. He talks more football than I do.
No, he doesn't, man.
Yes, he does. And he brings on experts all over the country that cover teams or cover the league on an NFL, on a league-wide basis. I mean, he doesn't need me defending him. I don't get your point. I don't get the bone that you're picking.
How does that mean? Because he speaks about football. How does it mean that he knows about football?
Look. A lot of people don't think I know about football because they don't agree with my opinion. What is your beef? What is the problem? I'm trying to figure this out.
Give me something specific that
you disagree with.
With him or,
him, with me, whatever.
Why are y'all so worried about what Bruce Allen is doing? Why are y'all so worried about what the GM and the front office is doing when we care about what's going on in the football field, right?
Eddie?
We care about quarterback play, though,
Eddie?
Right?
Eddie, you realize they're 59 wins, 84 losses.
Okay.
And one tie under Bruce Allen. Why would we not be worried?
Because every year there's a playoff potential.
Goodbye. Every year there's a playoff potential? Well, yes, every year, every team that actually takes the field, the ice, the hardwood, every year there's a potential for a playoff spot. If everything goes right, the difference is for the Redskins, 100 things have to go right. For most normal organizations, 10 or 15 things have to go right. Eddie, I tried, and you gave me nothing. You just don't like Dukes, and maybe you don't like me. I don't know. I've seen you on Twitter. You don't seem to be that bad of a dude. I don't get. Look, if you think things are not that bad for the Washington Redskins, come up with some sort of factual data. Say, Chris, they were 9-7 in 2015, won a division title. They were 8-7-1 in 2016. They were 7-9 in 2017 and 7-9 in 2018 with 25 players on IR each of the last 2 years. Things are not that bad. And I would say this, if you're just isolating the record with the injuries, I've said it. You're right. That's why I said I'm not that concerned about the damn record. What I am concerned with, what I do have a problem with, is the constant, ridiculous, insane turmoil they put themselves through, which affects you, the fan, the consumer, the public. It's that. That's why I'm so hard on them. Be average all you want. Be mediocre all you want. Suck all you want. The Jaguars sucked for years. Nobody gave a damn. They just suck. Be mediocre. I don't care. Don't be mediocre and be a ticking time bomb. That's what I care about. On the Fan. All right, it is overtime on the Fan. Charlie Slows, voice of the Nationals, about 15 minutes away. The Nationals, breaking news just as we speak, have agreed to terms with Anthony Rendon on a one-year contract for 2019, avoiding salary arbitration, $18.8 million. $18.8 million. That literally just broke as we were coming back. So instead of teeing it up like a good soldier for the breaking news bulletin, I just said it myself. Sorry. We want to clear out as many of these calls as we possibly can before Charlie, and then we'll get back to the Redskins, and we'll do a bunch of national stuff. I think my pal BK, Byron Kerr, is going to hop in studio for a little while, and then we have plenty. And I'll be on, again, noon to four tomorrow, so this party won't stop as we continue to try and figure out why the Redskins do what the Redskins do. All right, let's get to Tim in College Park on the Fan. Tim, how are you?
What's up, Rooster? How you doing, bro?
Hey, Tim. What's going on, bud?
I just wanted to kind of like follow up with what Eddie was saying before you hung up on him. It just feels like the narrative.
I gave him plenty of time, in fairness, but
You did. I understand like kind of his angle, but my whole thing is like the whole Bruce and Dan. You guys just keep like banging that into like it's getting old just hearing that over and over again. It's like whatever happens wrong with the Redskins, you guys point at Bruce. Now, to kind of piggyback on what he was saying, he's like, look what's happening on the field. Like, when he said we have playoff potential, he means that we were fighting to week 15, 16 with the position with a fourth-string quarterback to make the playoffs under Jay Gruden. Now, I'm not a big fan of Bruce Allen. I look at what Jay Gruden has inherited as a Redskins football coach. He inherited three quarterbacks, Colt McCoy, RG3, Kirk Cousins. He got Kirk Cousins paid $85 million and decided to drop Kirk Cousins and move on. He had a backup in Colt McCoy who broke his leg, the first opportunity he had to start as a quarterback. So it's just like the narrative should be the Redskins, at least this is my point of view, the narrative should be the Redskins are on a team of being perennial playoff team if they weren't ravaged by 25 players on IR by the end of the season. So in your opening dialogue, you brought up the Eagles as an example with Carson Wentz. And that's not even comparable because you know, they've had their quarterback, Nick Foles, who ended up taking them on their run. And we had Colt McCoy, who could have been possibly been that Nick Foles peg, but he broke his leg.
But he got hurt, too. No, but he got hurt, too. Absolutely.
Correct.
Right. So what you're basically saying is that nobody should be blamed. Ultimately, it's just about bad luck and bad injuries, right? Which is more than fair and reasonable.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you guys are beating a dead horse when it comes to the whole Bruce and Dan situation, where it's like.
So who would you like to criticize? I'm confused though. Or do you again look at it just from the prism of look? If they just get a couple of breaks, they'll be fine. they'll be good. They'll be in the playoffs, which is fine, by the way, if you're of that thought process. But I'll tell you why nobody around here that I know of and a lot of the fans feel this way is because it's not just isolated to 1 or 2 years. And it's not just 8-8 or 7-9 or 8-7-1 and being mediocre because of bad injuries. It is the amount of it is the decisions that they make, i.e. the Reuben Foster decision. It is the acrimony from the players to the fan base. It is the way they treat the fans, the way they're not honest with the fans, the way they lie in statements, all of that stuff that adds up to the anger.
But I'm a season ticket holder, and, right. and I understand you guys had a relationship with Brian LaFemina because he'd actually come into the studio,
yes.
talk with you guys one-on-one.
Right. But we were saying this stuff. We were saying this stuff before LaFemina was here. I mean, it's not like we just, you know, it's not like we just turncoat against Bruce Allen when Brian LaFemina got here. And oh, by the way, Brian LaFemina wasn't coming in here and saying, bleep Bruce Allen. I mean, he was just like, look, this is what we're doing. This is what we're trying to do. And yes, a lot of us absolutely believed in the vision of Brian LaFemina. Doesn't mean that Brian LaFemina was completely correct or that he had all the answers. Obviously, the proof was in the pudding, and they saw that, and they didn't like it, so they fired him.
And then that goes back to, like, the article about, you know, the Washington Post lady saying that the organization's all in disarray. I just want to make this one point. You asked me a question, like, what changes do I think mm-hmm. need to be made for the Redskins organization? And my whole outlook is Jay Gruden inherited crap, and he made it into something. He got rid of Kirk Cousins, who was clearly a fluke, and got his own quarterback, Alex Smith. So all I'm saying is give Jay Gruden, who we originally brought over,
I agree.
Groom RG3. And because what he accomplished with Andy Dalton, give this man some time to be able to pick his own quarterback and groom him. Because at the end of the day, his team is fighting for him. That's why we are 7-9.
When was the last time you heard me really, really harshly criticized you? I mean, I do the Club J thing because I think he can do things better. I'm trying to help the guy. I like Jake Gruden. Mm-hmm. I do. I covered him in his rookie year, and I don't cover him every day anymore. I like Jay. I love Jay. I want Jay to be successful. I think I honestly think for the amount of nonsense that he's done and inherited and dealt with, I honestly think he's been a tremendous success story here, to be honest with you. I got to let you run. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, you make some fair points. I don't think anybody in the media is anti-Jay. Fans don't like Jay because they don't like his clock management. They don't like his play calling. Again, those are all reasonable criticisms, just like we would have reasonable criticisms over a lot of people. Like we've all had reasonable criticisms over the Capitals before last year. All of them reasonable. But I guess what people take umbrage to is what they feel is unreasonable criticism against Bruce Allen, against Dan Snyder, against Jay Gruden. Look, maybe I've been unfair to Bruce. Maybe I've been unfair to Bruce. I guess I probably have. I'm not admitting or I'm not sitting here telling you that I haven't been really harsh on him and maybe too harsh. But I don't know what you want me to do with 59-84-1 and a cyclone of disaster every year for 9 years in a row. I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know what you want me to do. 800-636-1067. Let's get one more in here. Before the top of the hour, and we'll get back to more of you as soon as we can. Alan in Fredericksburg on the fan. Alan, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How about you?
Doing good, Alan. What's going on?
Hey, but first of all, I would like to say Chad Duke is the bomb.
Is the what?
Is the bomb.
Oh, is the bomb. Yes, I like Chad.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
No, I love Chad.
Yes.
I mean, that's the only reason I listen to 106.7 The Fan.
I appreciate that. I mean, you know, thank you very much on my end. Not me.
I mean, I am a Cowboy fan.
I'm just teasing.
And don't shut me off because I am a Cowboy fan.
I'm not an idiot. Come on.
But honestly, y'all, as far as a team, you need to concentrate on what's important here.
On what?
It's got to be the running back.
What? Where are you going with this? I'm sorry.
What is your running back status right now?
They just had a 1,000-yard 33-year-old back, and they have a second-round pick coming off of a 20 ACL.
Yeah, 33-year-old back.
Trust me, brother.
So,
Alan, listen, you might be blinded by Ezekiel Elliott and how good he is, and I got it. That's great for you guys. Running back ain't their problem right now. It's not their problem. I mean, you know, it has been in the past. It's not their problem. It's the least of their problems.
How many drinks did he have?
Alan's been tipping back a few today. He's getting all lubed up for tomorrow night when the Cowboys lose to the Rams and Shawnee McVay, that Hollywood hunk. 800-636-1067. Oh, look. Capitals GM Brian McClellan meets with the media. Interesting. Brian McClellan met with the media. Interesting. On the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.